Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Sounds like Blondie, this music.
It does a bit.
A bit like Blondie, which is who I wrote it for.
You had her in mind, did you?
I had her in mind. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. These are uncertain times in the world and for me personally and professionally and all of those kind of things. And there's, you know, there's stuff I can say and stuff I can't say. What I can say is, I think I can say this because we talk a lot about mental health and depression and anxiety. And I'm struggling to find the joy in the radio show at the moment. Something I'm so proud of, this thing that me and Catherine have created. With help from Sam and with help from Amy, we have created this thing, right? This thing. And you know, we're up for two awards because we've created such a generally a friendly place that someone who was at their lowest ebb, who was dying, chose us to speak to say, I might have made a mistake here. He did die. He brought back to life, but he did die. And when he got to hospital and they had to put him on a life support machine and bring him back to life. And as far as I know, he's still alive. Not spoken to him for a while. And I'm so proud of this show. I'm so proud of this show, man. This is the show I always wanted to do. This is it. This is it. Right? And just recently, this year, I've struggled to have the joy for it. And as the day gets closer to me coming into work, I get a knot in my stomach. A knot, stomach ache. Remember when I thought I had bowel cancer? And it turned out it was stress. It was stress because of stuff that was going on elsewhere in my life. And I managed to work it out because when I was away from that situation, the stomach would go. And when I was thinking or going towards that situation, it got worse. And it's the same stomach that I've had this year coming to work. Just this knot that's like, is my little alarm system going, saying, yeah, something's not right, dude. Something is not right. And it's a very uncertain industry that we work in. You never know. It's an industry that is quite often fueled by numbers, sometimes irrationally. It's not fueled by numbers. It can be fueled by egos or personalities or fashion, or it can be all kinds of things. There's no real, apart from a few people, there's no real formula as to how you keep a job in this industry, right? And I'm really starting to think maybe I need quite a bit of time off. Maybe I need quite a bit of time off away from... Hey, listen, right, I'm going to say this is stressful. I get, you know, if you're a nurse or if you're a bin man or if you're a firefighter, I get it. But your example of stress doesn't necessarily invalidate my... Okay, you're good. If you think you're in the right, Ian Lee, why are you going to issue an arse-licking apology to James Well? Your time at Talk Radio will soon be up because everyone is sick of your far-left politics.
Oh.
This is what I got popped with, far-left politics. Your stress does not invalidate the stress that I find from day to day. I'm going to call it now. I'm taking the next 2 days off. I'm calling that now in case if I'm not in tomorrow and people go, Ian's not in. What's happened? I'm calling now. I'm taking the next 2 days off, right? Because I just need to play video games. I need to meditate. I need to ride my scooter. I need to walk in the fresh air. I need to see my kids. Really need to see my kids. Oh, God, I miss my boys so much at the moment. And I just need to totally recalibrate. So I'm calling it now. I'm having Thursday and Friday, I ain't in. Catherine, I'm hoping it's going to be you. We just don't know how things work these days, but I'm hoping it's going to be you. I hope you don't mind me doing that.
No,
you knew
of course
I was considering Friday.
Listen, do what you need to do.
Exactly. I just need to relax. I need to have a bath. I need to play some Call of Duty. I need to do some like silly streaming. I just need to kind of be out of this box just for a few days, right? And hopefully, and I'm sure I can, I know I can, reconnect with the passion that I have for this job and the passion that I have for radio. Because at the moment, I'm not digging radio as an industry. I think it's very toxic. I think it's very poisonous. I think there's some awful views, you know, that are being espoused that get all kinds of claps and things like that. So I'm going to take the next 2 days off. And fingers crossed, I haven't talked myself out of a job. You never know. I might have done. Okay, that's the way it goes. Tonight we are going to have a fun show. We can have fun. Everyone's, Sam's feeling a bit uncomfortable. I'm feeling uncomfortable. You're not Sam. What's your name? Sorry, lady.
Catherine.
That's it. She's a bit uncomfortable. But that's when magic happens. that's when the magic actually happens. So, 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Katie. Good evening, Katie. That's you.
I phoned up before, like, I hadn't listened tonight, and I phoned up without listening, so I'm not sure, like, what's going on, but I don't... Just hearing that then, I don't know if what I was going to say is, like, going to be appropriate, because...
Everything anyone can say between now and 1 o'clock is appropriate.
It's a bit heavy. I'm
beautiful.
I'm going to say the heavy one tonight.
You want to say some heavy... Anybody can phone up. I'll tell you what we'll do. For the next hour, we're going to take calls straight to air. And Sam, you'd be very welcome to come and join us if you want. If you feel a bit uncomfortable after what's happened, you don't need to. I'm going to say. But anyone can phone up and say anything they want, all right?
Yeah.
So go on.
I'll keep it brief. I'm not going to go into details, but I'm having a lot of bad... Like, so I'm going through a situation with my baby's dad at the minute.
Oh, go on.
Where he's going to prison, basically, because things have happened to me. And I'm just wondering when it gets better. Sorry.
No. You've got nothing to be sorry about. So he's going to prison.
Yeah.
So what are the consequences of that for you? Because I don't know the situation, right? So tell me, why is that bad?
I think it's more the emotional side that comes with it.
Go on.
We were together for, like, 3 years. It's not that long, but we had a baby together and we went through some really bad times. Together.
You're just going to hear Sam moving the microphone. It's going to be a little bit noisy. There's no way around it. I apologise. He's got it. Go on. Go on. Sorry, Katie.
So I think it's more just... It's a bit of an emotional rollercoaster, really.
Does him being in prison make you and your baby safer?
Yeah. It's some days are a lot easier than others to deal with. And he's not actually away yet. He's got caught. I don't even know when court is. The police have been really bad keeping me updated with everything.
In terms, so he's going to go to court for sentencing.
Yeah.
So he's been found guilty.
So he's, well, I'm not even sure.
All right. Well, then let's not dwell on that any further, because I don't want to get in trouble about that. Let's talk about how an ex-partner being away could impact on you, and if there's any way we can kind of twist it around. So if someone like that does go to prison, that makes your baby safer.
Yeah,
that's got to be the. I would imagine that is the main point, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. it is that it is the main thing, and I know that logically, in the logical brain, I know that. I feel like, and some days, most days, since everything that's gone on, I've been all right, and I can stay logical, and I can, I can get through the day, and I've got goals and stuff, whatever, but some days it's just...
Are you still in love with him?
No, that's the thing, I'm not.
Oh, but... there we go. Okay, well, that makes it easier. It's all relative, yeah. but that's one... That's one significant complication that you don't have.
Yeah. It's just more Stockholm Syndrome, I think, more than anything.
Oh, mate. Right.
It's more like when you've got this deep, like, I don't even want to say loyalty because that's like a positive word.
Let me tell you something. No, Catherine, you go first.
I'm imagining all kinds of scenarios, but I'm also imagining what you're talking about is having kind of, in order to survive... getting used to a certain way of living and a certain way of coping with it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Katie. You are an inspiration, right? You are I don't say this lightly and I don't say this in a patronising way. You have inspired me, right? You've had issues with drugs and you've been working on that. You've got a baby who loves you and who you love, and there have been issues around that, and you have totally worked on that. And from our brief phone calls, not so brief sometimes, I know that you are the best mum to that baby, not baby now, but the best mum to that child that you could possibly be at this precise moment in time. You could not right now be any better as a mum than you are now. Your life has been a mess and has been a car crash. Partly some of it's been your doing in terms of the, you know, the drugs and all of that. But also it sounds with your ex and with, you know, there's been a lot of stuff out of your control as well, right?
Yeah.
You deserve the very, very best that you can get. Both you and your baby deserve the very, very best that you can get. And if you keep going in the direction that me and Catherine and Sam have heard you going, I guarantee that your baby is going to love you so much. They love you now, but they're going to love you so much. And at some point, for a lot of their life, they're not going to appreciate what you're doing. Mm. At some point, they're going to appreciate it and they're going to go, oh, man, I finally worked out just exactly how much effort Mum put in to bringing me up.
Yeah.
You're a brilliant person, Katie. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved, and you are loved by your child. And who knows, at some point in your life, you might be loved by a partner. I don't know. That may not happen. It's not everyone's journey. But yes. You deserve to be loved. You are precious, priceless, and valuable.
Thank you.
And I mean that. Yeah, Catherine, you were going to say something.
I've been doing a little bit of reading around this kind of stuff. And again, because you've not been specific, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions as to what exactly has been going on. But what I'm hearing is that you've come through quite a really difficult relationship, right? That's kind of pushed you into unhealthy coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. Really, really common for women to get to harm themselves with drink and drugs as a way to sort of cope with the everyday horror of what they're living with, right? So obviously, you know, there's no judgment in this show for that. I'm just wondering whether if you talk to like an organisation like, I don't know, like Refuge, they have like a 24-hour helpline, and they might be able to get you some, I don't know, talking therapy or something, because it's now kind of, you're rebuilding, aren't you? And
yeah, and it's harder than, it's this part of it is harder than, it sounds mad, but it's harder than when stuff was actually really bad, because at least then
you knew what was going to happen.
I knew what was happening, yeah. But now it's more like I feel a bit left in the lurch, and I'm like, okay, so the bad stuff's over, but like, what now? What do I do now?
I get it. You feel like you're in free fall. This organisation is, you know, run specifically for people like you, by people like you, and I think maybe getting in a situation, I don't know how they can help, but I'm pretty sure they're brilliant. But maybe getting you in contact with people who are going through the same thing, it's like a sort of, you don't have to explain it to people that have experienced it too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that might be helpful. So I was wondering, I don't know if you want this phone number. I can give you the phone number.
Please. Yeah, because I've not got any data or Wi-Fi or anything. But if you could give me the number, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. All right, it's 0808
mm-hmm.
2000
247.
That's 0808 2000 247. And also, I wanted to say, but you, by you talking and saying as much as you have, and I'm glad that you've not said anything you're not comfortable with, there'll be so many women and some men listening to this now thinking, ah, I'm not on my own.
And Katie, one more thing before you go. Would you mind if I just played you something? It's going to sound really cheesy, but can I just play you a brief clip of something that just helps me out when I'm struggling?
Yeah.
Would you mind?
No, go for it. French kisses. Come, let me give you what you're
missing. Do you want some of these French kisses? Mwah! I'm going to make you say ooh la la. Does that help at all, Katie?
That's literally sorting my life out. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. There you go. Best of luck. Sorry, you've got to do a break. Someone just tweeted. Rachel said, guys, it's been 40 minutes and I haven't heard French kisses. Have I got the right station? This is Talk Radio.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app. Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll take calls straight to air, I think, for the next 45 minutes at least, maybe a little bit longer. Sam, who answers the phones, is going to come in and join us when he's... I was going to say when he's finished fiddling with his knobs, but that's such a 90s kind of... Mike Mendoza used to call his tech op...
A knob twiddler.
Knob... No, it was more... It was no, it wasn't knob... Knob jockey.
No.
Yeah, that was it. Knob jockey. Knob jockey. Yeah. Yeah.
Some comedy does not age well.
Mike Mendoza does not age well. I like Mike. I've not spoken to Mike for ages. Sammy Bushnell?
Yeah.
I've not really seen you. Because you've been away.
Yeah, we were away for a couple of weeks. And then, obviously, there was Christmas. And then, since I've been back...
Everything all right?
Yeah, except, well... I got a 60 quid phone bill today from a bit of an adventure that we had over Christmas.
What did you do?
So I know I told you the loose story about this yesterday. So... went skiing with a couple of friends in Andorra. One day we've gotten back, gone straight from the slopes and to have a couple of drinks. So I had a couple, then went back, got changed, went out. By the time we come back, my mate Lee said that he was missing his phone, couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So first thing we did was that...
Excuse me.
So the other guy we're with, he phoned, try and see if we could hear it in the place. Couldn't. Went on to find my iPhone and saw that it was either in our block or one next door to us.
Yeah.
So initially we've seen... So I've then phoned it and someone's picked up. Can't understand what they're saying. So we're assuming that someone's got his phone nearby.
Yeah.
So we saw outside a couple of people that were, like, on a phone. So we've stopped...
That looked like criminals.
Yeah, so we've stopped people and said, is this... Am I talking to them that... Obviously, nothing. I've then thought, okay, I can't understand this person on the phone. I'll go downstairs to the receptionist because I'm assuming they're speaking Spanish.
Were you in Spain?
We were in Andorra.
Is that
They speak Spanish.
They speak Spanish okay. and other languages.
I'm taking your word for it, guys. We could be leading me a merry dance here.
But yeah, so the receptionist has tried talking to the person on the other end of the phone. He can't understand what they're saying. And he thinks he gathered from what they were saying that they were talking Arabic. And so he's now on Google trying to do like Arabic to Spanish so he knows what they're saying.
I'm getting slightly uncomfortable with the racial profiling of this
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the hotels next to us to see sort of who's in and been knocking on doors saying, oh, have you got this phone, yada, yada, yada. Basically trying that for about an hour.
Oy.
Absolutely nothing. Then I had the idea of FaceTiming it. Nothing. It didn't pick up.
Why did you only have the idea of that
I don't
after
know.
An hour?
I know.
If only there was some way of making visual communication with this device. I mean, what? But,
listen, panic is a powerful thing.
But yeah, that didn't pick up. And then so after about an hour and a half of trying, we've given up, gone back to the room, and he's gone back on the laptop because you can like shut your phone down mm-hmm. on the computer.
Wow.
Gosh. And then, but while he's doing that, he's spotted that you can basically press a button so it just turns your phone on, like if it's on sign and it just turns it on to max volume and just makes this beeping sound.
Yeah.
So we're in the hotel and we press that and there's a beeping coming from the bathroom.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And he's left it in his trouser pocket, right? So yes, that's stupid. But we've looked at his phone and he's got the call logs of all the phone calls that I've had with him. But I want to know, who the hell was I speaking to?
Well, were you speaking to people or was it a recorded message?
We're not sure. I think it was an actual person from the...
Kids.
It could have been.
So you got a £60 bill because of that, yeah. Which you're going to give to him, right?
No, so he's got to pay me back.
He's going to pay
is
you
it
that.
A £60 yeah. bill talking to yourself?
Yeah. Wow. But like, I just want to know who I was... Why was it connecting me?
It was probably...
It was his number.
Well, I just looked it up. Andorra, they speak Catalan primarily, which is a tricky language, right, yeah. And Spanish and French and Portuguese. So
Kath
I reckon it's Catalan.
Kath would have helped you.
No, I can't speak Catalan.
It was just a weird situation because I have no idea who I was speaking to the entire time. It was his number and his phone was saying that...
You wouldn't have done this because you're a young man, but Kath, you would have done this. Did you ever used to, when mum and dad were out or asleep, we had a little thin, with the phone books, we had a thinner blue book that had all the international dialing codes in.
Right, yeah.
And I would pick one that spoke foreign.
Wow.
And I would dial the code and then we'd just like dial numbers. And sometimes you get a dead thing and we'd just keep dialing until someone answered.
No.
You never did that?
No, because I had like French pen friends and I had to... basically beg to be able to ring them up and it would cost an absolute fortune.
Oh,
so I knew...
You did it after six, obviously.
Oh, so we'd do it on the old 0800 reverse.
Sorry?
So, you know, there's this number 0800 reverse, so the person picking up is the one that pays for the call.
Reverse the charges?
Yeah. And so we'd do that, we'd just phone random people and with that.
What? So I didn't know reverse charges was still a thing. Do they still get the thing where they go, hello, we've got a caller called Stephen on the line. Would you like to take the call reverse charges? Yeah, OK. Putting you through, do they still do that?
I don't think that's... No, this was, 15 years ago. So I don't know if it's still a thing.
I wasn't born then. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Yep.
Hello, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, for God's sakes, I'm going to get my bell out. Hang on. My bad.
Here it comes. There it is.
Yep.
With a bit of a twist, because I live in Oxfordshire, but I'm phoning you from Melbourne.
What the heck? This guy's insane. What's your name, my friend?
Richard,
what can we do for you on this wonderful evening, like morning, I suppose, in Melbourne? I don't know.
It's peeing down with rain in Melbourne, actually.
Good,
Thursday morning.
Good, says you're right.
I've been meaning to phone you for a long time, but I thought I would phone you now because I've actually come to Melbourne for my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And also to do a stand-up comedy course next week. I've not done stand-up before, but I've decided at 50 to become a stand-up comic.
Yes, mate. Well done.
And so I've intentionally gone to the other side of the world where I don't know anybody, so I can die on stage and not be recognised.
I like your style. I like your style. So how long are you out there for?
3.5 weeks. I've been here a week and a half. I've got another 2 weeks and a quarter is all of next week every evening.
Brilliant. And do you have any material prepared or...?
I've got some material prepared, and they've also sent me a load of pre-course work that I wasn't expecting, so that's been quite challenging.
Sent you a load of what?
Pre-course work.
Pre-course work. Oh, my God. Who's taking the course? Yeah. Is anyone famous?
I think they're famous in Australia. A guy called Murray Morgan.
Murray Morgan?
No, Murray, M-O-R-R-Y.
I know that name.
It's the School of Hard Knocks. The School of Hard Knock Knocks comedy.
School of Hard Knock Knocks. They, hang on a minute. They do not have a page on Wikipedia. Okay. Okay, let's have a little look-see here. There we go. I can't find him. Well, I wish you the very, very best of luck.
Thank you. I wanted to mention one other thing before I go, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm cool. I've been following your show for the last 4 years, and you share a lot of very personal stuff, which I respect you for. I've been a Samaritan for the last 15 years, and I know you do a lot of work
thank
with Samaritans.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
I wanted to thank you for that, and to also thank you for encouraging listeners to save Samaritans when they need us.
I love it. You guys save you, not you personally, but you saved my life on at least three occasions. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, well, this is good. You can maybe slip a few jokes in to the suicidal people phoning up. I don't know if that's appropriate. Could be worth a go.
Possibly not. I think some callers would probably appreciate it.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Thank you for the work you do, because genuinely, you've saved my life, and I know that you've helped a lot of people. Best of luck with the stand-up comedy. Give us a call and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thanks again, Louis.
Thanks a lot. What a nice guy. Yeah, Wowzers. Let's go to the line. We're taking calls straight to air for a bit. Line 2, you're on the wireless. Yep, that's great. Thanks very much indeed. dearie me. You go on holiday all the time, Sam. You do the, like, last-minute thing.
Yeah.
So you get flights for... How much was your flight to Andorra?
I don't know, because we did it through a package thing.
Right.
But I know that all in it, yeah, it wasn't an insane amount. Because I don't have kids. That helps. I can do it out of school term.
Man, that really does help.
Because I have one friend who gets really annoyed that we never invite him on holiday, but he's a school teacher, and it's like, unfortunately, we don't want to pay an extra £200 for the privilege of your company.
Oh, dearie me. We're going to take calls straight to air for a little bit, just to see where we go, where we end up in these ever-changing world in which we live in. I've got stuff to talk about. I'm sure you've got stuff to talk about. We'll just sit and we'll just chew the fat. Sam, you might want to move next door to get ready to hit the buttons in a second. He does all the button pressing that takes us into the news and all of that kind of stuff. If you do want to give us a call, it's really, really simple. We're not going to call you back immediately, so we will take your call straight to air. 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number, is the number to give us a call. You're very, very welcome to call that. And you can call about anything, right? You want to play a tape down the phone, do. I would test it to make sure that we can hear it. Speakerphone is not great for that. If you want to phone up and talk about your mental health, your whatever, if you want to phone up and have a laugh, if you want to talk... we've got some stories. Okay, there's some stories in the papers that we might go through as well. Very welcome. It's very chilled, very relaxed. We're all just kind of riding a nice, comfortable vibe here. This is the Late Night Alternative. We are on every weeknight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.